We turn now to the ongoing crisis in Venezuela and the impact it's had on one emerging musician.
Hi, my name is Lolita de Sola. I'm a singer-songwriter, an artist from Venezuela. Miradas que se detienen
al pasar. Last year, Lolita de Sola made a hard decision. She left her home country and fled north to Mexico City. Because of the move, de Sola was able to release her first album, Catlea. She felt she had to leave Venezuela. Her work there, her life, was becoming impossible.
When you have a dictatorship or a crisis, the first thing that goes away is culture. Because you need more food, you need more basic stuff first, then culture.
Today's Venezuela, on the brink of collapse, with President Nicolas Maduro refusing to give up power and the prospect of international intervention, with millions of people leaving the country and others so desperate for food they are eating from the trash. This is not the Venezuela Lolita de Sola remembers and longs for.
When I was little, honestly, it was magical. Now I realize how privileged I was to grow up in a place like Venezuela because it's beautiful. Caracas is a valley where you have the mountains and in half hour you have the beach. Also, you have like amazing food, you have perfect weather. And honestly, I liked a lot my childhood in that sense because I realized that Venezuelans right now don't have the same that I did. This song is called Loto. This is a song about Venezuela. It is inspired in the Buddhist metaphor of the lotus flower. This flower grows where nothing beautiful should grow. And this beautiful flower still grows in the middle of chaos. It's really easy to get depressed. I've actually been depressed because of this. I feel like there's no Venezuelan that doesn't know depression, doesn't know oppression, doesn't know just their dark side and dark feelings. Those feelings, honestly, they're horrible, but they also make you stronger. For my country right now, I hope for the best. I really, really hope and I wish that this could have a solution that didn't include war. But honestly, after all these years, I'm really, really scared, really, really sad, but I think that it's the only way. If that military intervention happens, I hope that then no innocents die in the process.
That was Venezuelan musician Lolita de Sola. Y si fue.